Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot goss. It's our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Let's get into some hot goss.
I need a. Can I get a cup of ice on the side?
Do you have a pot holder? Can I have an extra cup?
It's too hot. Extra cup.
Oh my goodness.
What is the funny word that is used for the cardboard thing that goes around the cup?
Sleeve?
No, there's a word for it, and it's funny. It's like Zizzix or something.
Well, that's not how this works. You can't just say something and have me know it.
I thought Big Dipper would know.
Dipper.
I can Google it.
Oh, wow.
Could you?
We need to play some Monster.com ad. He looked me in the eyes. You're not even here, Alaska. He doesn't care anymore.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. So where are you on the road right now?
Flagrant. Wait, what?
Where are you on the road right now?
We are in Cardiff right now.
We had a show last night.
Wales. Yes.
Was Heidi Wurst there?
I don't know. Who is that? Is that like Heidi Fleiss?
I don't know. I guess she canceled her own bookings this time instead of a Doors and Fifi's. She's a promoter who's not the funnest to work with. They're called Zarfs or Cozies or Sleeves.
Paper Zarfs.
Z-A-R-F-S. Zarfs.
See, I told you it was a funny word. I think that was worth it. I think that was worth our resources.
Meanwhile, we're going to get a DM saying Zarf is a ancestral name in Zimbabwe or something.
Oh, my God. Mm. Oh, my God. You have the soundboard work.
We don't. That's just my iMessage.
Oh.
But yeah, it's actually the soundboard. Where is the soundboard?
I couldn't find
Clever.
It.
Again, that monster.com ad.
I looked at the screen. Yeah.
It's right by the thing.
No, it wasn't there.
By the...
It wasn't there.
Huh.
The missing soundboard.
Mm-hmm. Fucking...
It's like Courtney Conker's wallet.
Pandora's camera.
Yeah. Well... Okay, so wait. Okay, I'm seeing in our notes there's a Drag Her podcast premiering with All Stars Season 1 recaps.
Dipper just handed me a napkin with blood on it, I think.
Oh my
God. How dare you?
Where did I get the napkin?
I don't know.
Your table.
But still, you can't trust things from my home. Of course there's blood on it. It's at my house. Season one.
Who's doing Drag Her?
Nicole, not Mains, that's Supergirl.
Nicole Byer
from,
Is that the one we were on?
Yeah, Nicole Byer from Nailed It.
They renamed it.
Well, I know.
Oh, they renamed it. Wait, and Nicole's actually going to be back on her own podcast again?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, oh, no.
I see no one cared without her. All the cis men. But you know what's really cool? They still don't have a drag queen doing it, which makes total sense because it's a show about drag. So I'm glad cis people who don't do drag are talking about it. That's so wonderful. We've come so far. They're comedians
and they have hot takes on the first season of All Stars of Drag Race.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're comedians too, and we're actually in our field. So we can talk shit about our sisters because we pretend that we actually like each other at gigs and take selfies. These people are just...
Why are they starting with All Stars Season 1? I'm perplexed.
Because they want to be us. Duh. They see the model that works, and then they're saying, oh, we'll do that too. Duh. It's a corporation trying to make money. Duh. I'm not faulting them. Good for them. I mean,
the title is Drag Her, and I hope that they don't use this opportunity just to drag queens, because that would be unfortunate.
Oh, you mean like what their parent company did with the and New Yorker article? Because that's these are the same people. So, I mean, we can be nice to the host, but the people in charge of it, fuck them.
Technically, is not involved in this moving forward.
Is not involved in this anymore?
They only paid for the recaps of seasons that were on television. So now that they're going back, is no longer footing the bill.
So who is?
Oh,
HeadGum, that network where we recorded.
With the Office Nicer Than Mine? Well, fuck them too.
So this is their version of Classique. Correct. And it's unaffiliated and they aren't getting money.
Correct.
Not that I've ever heard of that publication. It's some kind of, can you bleep it? Sure. I can't have it be said on this platform.
The affiliates are in a tizzy over the.
And I've also learned, and I no longer click their fucking cheap clickbait because it's just nonsense. So I don't even go there anymore.
Mm-hmm. 100%. You know what? I'm glad I did click the new music video for Truth in the Light.
Oh, yeah. It is a beautiful piece of inspiring art.
It really is.
That's for sure.
I love it.
It's an exciting new music video by the singing duo Alaska and Jeremy, and it's called Truth in the Light. We actually shot it at the space.
I love that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we shot it there one night. Sean Videla is amazing at lighting and lit it really beautifully.
Oh, his lighting is beyond compare. He did my drugs video and it's so beautiful.
Really, really great. Really exciting. Cole Christopher shot the video and Kane O'Keefe, friend of the pod, did the editing and really made it into this cool, trippy, hallucinogenic experience.
Well,
we're very proud of it.
When does Kanos ever fail? I mean, never.
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 It's never happened, darling.
Never happened. I'm going back to Australia. That's something that happens a lot. And you're going too for this Comedy Queens tour. I'm so excited for that. Are you going to be, doing any, Australian, adventures while you're down there, or just the gigs?
I'll be seeing some bilbies. I'll be bilby hunting.
I want to stick my finger in a marsupial pouch. I don't care what kind of marsupial. I'll do a wombat, a kangaroo, a koala. I just want to finger one.
Melbourne is the city for that. I think you'll really get into
it. Okay. Is that like a platypus?
I can't stand when Americans try to be Australian and say Melbourne. So, I'm American and I'm going to Melbourne. Like, girls, stop it. Just say Melbourne and we'll move on.
In Florida.
You're not convincing me that your Australian accent is on point.
By using one word, like saying burrito. Girl, get a burrito. Yeah.
Girl, bye.
Girl, bye. I was Twitter-pated by this Little Mermaid news. Did you see all this?
Well, this is just, I mean, you really couldn't ask for anything more as far as publicity and buzz for a project.
My goodness, yeah. And I mean, I'm thinking that Beyonce said when she was doing Lion King, hey, I'm going to do casting for your next movie. Is that okay? And they were just like, yeah, okay. She's like, I have a friend. She's going to be Ariel. She's on my label. And, you know, it works because Halle Bailey, is that how you say it?
Is it Halle?
Halle Bailey. That sounds better than Halle Bailey.
Or is it Haley Bailey?
I don't know. It's Halle.
I don't know.
Halle
is how it's spelled, but... Okay.
I'm thrilled for her casting, but a little piece of me is sad that Harvey Fierstein isn't Ursula.
So Melissa McCarthy is definitely going to be Ursula?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, as far as Ariel goes, I think
I think all that we require from her is that she is beautiful and has the voice of an angel.
Well, then why
and
am I not playing her? Oh, ingenue. Sorry.
And red hair would be helpful. Yes, of course.
Some low lights.
I think this is a brilliant casting decision. And I mean, the buzz and the talk about it has been just everywhere, constant, nonstop, which is great for the project. So, like, I think it's a really great moment. Melissa McCarthy as Ursula, on the other hand, meh.
I mean,
to quote wise philosopher RuPaul, meh.
I mean, it's just, for me, it's like Ursula's voice is supposed to be scratchy and nasty and like everything she doesn't want. That's why she wants Ariel's voice. And Melissa McCarthy has a great voice. And I'm sure they're going to like make it craggly or whatever. But like Harvey Fierstein's already perfect for the role.
I know, dude.
I mean,
what about Vicky Vox? Justice for Vicky Vox.
That would be even better. Like, I would love Vicky as that. That would be like sickening.
In the original, they were basing the sketches off of Divine.
Yeah,
and so she has that sort of Divine face
type of figure. Now,
so to have a fucking, I don't know, to have a character that was queering gender could have been really exciting, but I'm sure Melissa McCarthy will be fantastic.
Oh yeah, I love her in everything. I want to see that that movie with her and Tiffany Haddish and Elizabeth Moss really bad. That looks great. I am excited for the other casting news for Flotsam and Jotsam. We have Alexis Mateo and Shangela as the Superbot twins. And
I thought it was going to be the Cock Destroyers.
Oh, that would be sickening.
Have you seen the clip?
No.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Post it to the Race Chaser Pod.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
No,
he hasn't.
Okay. I've got to send this through you guys.
He only sees napkins with blood.
Oh my God, what is going on in your home?
Yeah.
You know, Tuesday.
Little Mermaid, I'm gonna find this and just send it to you.
And it's been just announced that Prince Eric will be played by Jason Carter.
What? That would be amazing. Yep.
They're gonna give him shoes.
Don't tease me.
Choose princes
okay,
with shoes.
I'm sending this through, and I would really love it if you played it on the microphone real quick, even though it won't make sense until you kind of see it.
Okay.
It actually won't make any sense at all to the listeners.
I liked
all because
go ahead.
The reason it's funny is the lips match up really well with Flotsam and Jetsam.
Hi, guys. Please, lovely big tits. Do you know what we are? We fucking cock destroyers, aren't we? Fucking destroyers.
Yes, fucking cock destroyers. We love to just get your dick and fucking de-spunk them fucking balls. Do you know what? Rub these fucking balls in our mouths.
Yes.
And it's Flotsam and Jetsam talking to Ariel, like seducing her.
Fucking spunk everywhere.
Oh. I love it.
You get the idea.
We're definitely posting that on Race Chaser Pod, and please, you can check that out during this break.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama. Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Welcome back. And this is our segment, which we like to call
Let's Get Political.
It's really hard to sync up our singing when we're across the world, but I think that sounded pretty great.
Oceans away. I mean,
oceans apart.
One other Little Mermaid tidbit. Amanda Seals has been posting really funny shit. She's a comedian. She's on Insecure. She has an HBO comedy special called I Be Knowin', which is hilarious. And she has all these Little Mermaid sync-ups with Flotsam, with the seagull and the fish and Ariel being really funny.
Oh, my God.
And then I was watching something about this Holly Bailey dispelling all myths and truths about African-American people not knowing how to swim, too. Like, this is a huge step forward.
Work.
And I was like, okay, can I laugh at that? But yeah. So, Amanda Seals, she's amazing. Check her out.
Yeah, she is really funny.
She's as funny as a drag queen. And drag queens are all over now, too. There's one in political office. Have you heard about this? In our own bedroom, sleepy town. Maybe yes. A girl.
Maybe a girl who's a drag queen here in Los Angeles. She was recently elected to the Silver Lake Neighborhood Council in April of 2019.
What, like
and
it's
she
hard?
She ran as a drag persona.
So her platform was drink tickets and stealing from coat check and yeah. Child literacy and street sweeping.
Exactly.
I think this
is great.
We should go to a meeting and just like fangirl out on her.
We can bring ones and tip her at the council meeting.
Oh, my God. And just fan clack every time she does something.
That's a
please.
And we have decided to vote yes on Proposition 2018. Yes! Now do the vivacious clack, clack, clack. You better work, mama.
We need to go and then just be like waving at her, like how those two nerds waved at Rosie O'Donnell in A League of Their Own. And she's just like confused, like me.
Oh, my God.
So fun.
the question I have is, does she have to get up in full drags for every fucking meeting and, you know, council, you know?
I mean, if she's a drag queen, she might relish the opportunity to get up in full drag for all that, because I would. Think about, like, I have so many great little suits. I'd love to be in politics. I should be in politics.
Well, the thing, I thought about it as well, but you have to take into consideration that the money isn't very good.
Oh,
which
no.
Which is why Oprah won't run for president.
I meant politics at store in the Beverly Center. I love that store.
Okay. Well, the important thing is we are able to affect political change from the platform we have now. Mm-hmm. But I like that this door
she
is
wears
opening.
Platforms?
Yeah, full. Yes, full.
That's
platform.
Good. With, it's easier
with
on the
little
arch.
Slot for tips.
Yeah, to 100. That's little... where we'll shove her things. Tips and ballot measures.
Yeah,
maybe
completely.
that's how you actually vote. You put it in her shoe.
Yeah,
that would be wonderful. That would
I
be
think
democracy.
It's great. I think she's opening a door, and I would like to see.
I'm sure there's a glory hole in it too.
I would like to see more of this. I would like to see more of this because, I mean, it's sort of like, why not? Drag queens are a visual thing, and they get your attention, and they also tell the truth, and they're not afraid to be controversial and push the limits where they need to be pushed. So I'm all for this.
Maybe we should have her on Hot Goss. Maybe a girl, if you're listening, hit us up.
Okay, I would love that. A hot goss guest. A hot guest.
Oh my gosh. What did you do for July 4th? Anything fun?
I was in England and I was deep in tour mode. So it sort of just came and went. And I don't, you know.
Well, I was with our AAA girl sister, Courtney Act, on Fire Island. And
Shortney Shacked, friend of the pod.
And I have to report that she didn't wear her corset and she burst right through her custom Howie B creation. She said, I tried to put it on without my corset. And then pillows bursting forth from her princess seams of
You just can't help yourself.
And then, but here's
you
the...
You can't help yourself to bring up on the pod a moment where Courtney Act bursts through a garment.
Bursting.
You just can't help it.
Bursting. But then afterwards, that sight of skin so tantalized a middle-aged boat owner that he offered her a ride on his boat from the Pines back to Cherry Grove instead of waiting in this long-ass line for a boat taxi or something. And then we all got loaded on the boat and she said goodbye because she was staying in the Pines. She's not a Grove girl. And the boat owner was so distressed that
you sucked him.
No, that she wasn't coming. But I did give him Courtney's number, and by Courtney's number I mean I gave him Kelly Mantle's number, because last time someone asked for my number at Hamburger Mary's and I didn't want to give it out, I gave him Kelly's number. And then the next week he came back and he's like, thanks for your friend's number. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, nice girl. And I was like, Kelly off of a cold call, sucking on cocks.
Cold call.
Cold call Kelly. That's what they call her. But the 4th of July for me was amazing. I had so much fun. I was at my friend Gina's house, and she has all these seashells by the front door decorated by different artists. There's a Jackie Beat one. First one I pick up, turn it over, it's Matthew. He like has this giant, this shell with like this amazing Betty Boop on it. And then she has all these like drag artifacts. Like Courtney left her nails at her house and she's like, these go in a seashell in the hutch. And it's like so many drag artifacts. It's really cool. Like girls' nails or a glove or like, nothing crazy like Dorian Corey, like bodies in the closet or nothing, but it's really nice. But
I love that.
The next day after July 4th or a couple days after that, I was treated to a healthy dose of my own white privilege because I was watching a guy talk to a bank teller about July 4th. And she was kind of like, we don't really do anything. We watched Independence Day. And I was like, okay, that makes sense, because I'm trying to imagine as American, like what it would feel like if I didn't feel really like included in this country, and then I was forced to celebrate it anyway, kind of like, you know, July 4th celebrating how great this country is. Yeah, it was great because we built it on the backs of your ancestors' hard work unpaid, you know, like, so like I was feeling some sort of way about that. And then, like, I was listening to Hamilton, too. And then I realized, oh, non-white people fought in the war and then they were made slaves again. Like, the fuck? Not like, oh, my God, thanks for your help. Here you go. Your freedom, which you deserve anyway. No, go back to the plantation. Fuck you, America. I'm just so over it. And then after, like, what Will Smith did in Independence Day 2, like, he should apologize for that. That movie sucked.
What did he do in the movie?
It was terrible. He wasn't even in it. That's what he did.
Oh, sort of like Keanu Reeves in Speed 2. He wasn't in it, but Sandra stayed on.
I guess, yeah. Something.
But the only reason Sandra did that film was that so she could finance her own film, which she, like, directed.
Yeah, but she wasn't... wait, no, she... I don't think she was the first choice for that, and she definitely wasn't the first choice for Demolition Man. She, Lori Petty was fired 2 days into it, and then they hired her. I'm useless.
Very Lori Petty.
Oh, Lori Petty.
Petticoat Junction.
Yeah, and I mean, if while we're at it, we're talking about July 4th, maybe we should make Juneteenth a holiday, you know? Like a national holiday. Like, not for white people. White people should have to work harder on that day. But all POC should have off on anybody who was ever had a friend who was enslaved, a cousin who was enslaved, a mom, a grandpa. They should all get the day off for sure.
Team.
And then Christopher Columbus Day should be abolished.
Girl, because bye.
That day is just like, I don't get it. Let's come over to a country and then kill all the people with great accessories, all that beadwork, all those feathers, and then take their fucking land. Why is that a holiday? Why is every fucking street in Florida named after, you know, Christopher Columbus and Ponce de Leon?
Yeah, it's a little grim and a little gross.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what's not gross? Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith, is giving out free vegan food for the homeless on Skid Row. And he says it's the first of many. This little kid is amazing. He's not a little kid. He's 21 now. But like between the clean water thing he's doing in Flint and these trucks, he's really trying to affect social change. And I want to fuck him. He's hot.
Is Jaden Smith also gender fluid?
I think he wore a Louis Vuitton skirt once. So yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, Jaden Smith launched the I Love You vegan food truck, yes, which provided free food for homeless individuals and set it up on Skid Row over the weekend. That's really cool. I like Jaden Smith, and I sort of always have, because they are very into using their platform for obviously like positive change and for having meaningful conversations. So I think that's really cool. And I think that's representative of a lot of young people out there.
I mean, the whole family, actually, the Red Table Talks with Jada and her mom and Willow are amazing. They had this great talk about thruples and just really honest talk about interracial adoption. It's a really good show. Jada Pinkett Smith is like bomb for producing that. I love it.
Love Jada Pinkett Smith, friend of the pod.
And they have a great red table too, which makes sense. I am going to take a break and wash my hands. So you do you.
Why don't you get that blood off that fucking napkin over there?
It's messy.
And by the way, I see on your mantle behind you, Life is a Party by David Burke.
Friend of the pod.
Life is a party. We'll be back after this.
My break. Kelly mantle? My cold call Kelly mantle?
Your Kelly Green mantle.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Welcome back, and this is segment 3, of course, where we go spelunking deeply into the DMs.
Is spelunking spelled right?
No.
Oh, wow. This is from...
Yes!
Is it?
Yes!
Nice, how wonderful.
Dipper's just
how wonderful for you.
That everything is
my
misspelled.
Default is to say no, it's no. Not spelled right.
From at SD Robertson 82, they said, "Did y'all see this stealing your brand? Oh, who the fuck is
Whose
this?
Whose book is this?
Who is this?
Did we steal Hot Goss?
That's Carucci on the show Claws.
Oh,
and they're using the term hot goss as like a marketing thing.
Oh, well, meanwhile, she's wearing a ring that looks like it comes from Gia's gun jewelry collection for sure.
Is this Dipper? What's the timeline on this? Did they steal this from us or did we steal it from them?
They stole it from us.
Ago, which how long have we been doing hot goss?
More than that.
This is week 7.
Okay, well, why don't you do the math, race chasers? We'll leave it up to you because y'all know what's going on out there. We're good for a ratings bump every now and then.
Drag queens in general are usually good for a bump, but don't try to piggyback off our ratings.
Yeah,
fucking whatever.
Yeah. Let's get into this next message, which is from Root. And this says, so, a while ago, Henny actually spilled all the tea about what really happened behind the scenes on that season 3 episode.
Did she?
Including the reason for 3-week break that Raja wouldn't share. This actually checks out. Look at the different wig Mimi is wearing when they come back to the runway. It's not the same one she had on in Untucked. You can hear it here. And here's a transcription that a Reddit user had gone and done.
Why don't we read
this like a scene?
Foff is Feast of Fun, that podcast in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
And they interview a lot of girls. And the majority of the DMs have been about the break in season 3. Because remember, Alexis Mateo went on Hey Queen and said it had to do with the fight. What?
Yeah. No.
And then Raja said it had to do maybe with some health reasons. I got another DM that said something about Viacom, like Logo being sold to Viacom was the reason they had to take a break.
Viacom always owned Logo.
There's a lot of speculation, and so I wanted to further the conjecture with this.
Okay, do you want to be Henny or Foff?
You be Henny, I'll be okay. Feast of Fun.
All right.
Friend of the pod, Feast of Fun. They Mark sent and Fausto, hello.
They sent us home for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's right, because RuPaul allegedly... Oh, that's right, because RuPaul allegedly needed to take a break.
Well, it was because Shangela and Mimi got into a fight.
What? The fight caused them to have to take a break for 3 weeks?
Yeah, because they didn't know what they needed to do.
What do you mean? Huh? That's news for me. Will you explain this to me?
What do you want to know?
So how did this come about? I mean, there was a fight, and they said they were stopping production?
Well, Mimi and Shangela got into a fight, and you could see it on Untucked, but they didn't air the actual fist fight. And they were like, we need to figure out how to deal with the situation, if they want to kick them off or whatever.
Who threw the first punch?
I don't know. It happened so quick. I was like, what the hell is going on?
And so they put them on separate corners and they just said, we're taking a break from production. We don't know how to handle it to iron out legal issues.
Uh-huh.
So it had nothing to do with RuPaul's health. So what Mimi told us was that they took almost a month break and sent everyone home because RuPaul had some kind of, I think she said, a heart condition. And the studio wouldn't insure it unless she took a kind of break.
No.
Really? Mimi lied to us?
Mimi lied. Come on, Mimi. Because when they cut back to the main stage, look at Mimi's hair she's wearing. She's covering up his forehead because she was bleeding when Shangela's nails scratched her in the forehead.
That is tea, Henny.
If I remember correctly, I had blood on my arms. I was in the vicinity trying to stop it from happening, and I just got blood on my arms from Mimi's forehead. Because, if you watch the show, if you watch Untucked when she throws the drinks, you can hear me in the background going, oh, hold on now. That's when they were fighting.
And that's the end of the transcription. Wow, this is really actually very hot goss.
Oh, wow. The hot goss continues from Joel Maki 2. Hey, dolls. My boyfriend worked for Interior Illusions during the time. Oh, I love these people. Listeners, I love you. You make my day so good. This. Oh, my gosh.
This is too much.
Somebody just sent us a whole case of Chivana, a 24-pack. My boyfriend worked for the Interior Illusions during the time of season 3 hiatus, and they had to send the furniture back to the showroom and back to set once it was over. He seems to believe it was due to Viacom or MTV or whatever buying Logo. Not that fun of a reason, but that's the tea I got. You're wrong, Joel.
Love
you girls, bye, but you're definitely wrong.
It might be so. We just don't know. Okay.
Logo always was owned by Viacom. They always were. I went to the Viacom offices for a Logo casting before Logo was even on the TV. They always owned it.
Did you book it or?
Honey, I write books.
Before you barrel on to the next one, how do you feel about all this information you just got?
I feel like this information is wrong. But thank you so much.
Which part do you think is wrong?
The part about Viacom buying MTV and that's why the furniture had to get sent back.
What about the whole
furniture?
The fight.
The furniture gets sent back because it's called trade out and they send it back every year afterwards. The fight, I believe that could be true.
Well, they took a break for 3 weeks, so they had to send the furniture back because the furniture was on loan, obviously. So they sent it back to the showroom. That makes sense.
Yeah.
The reason for the hiatus, I don't know, but I think this all adds to just season 3 being probably one of the most iconic seasons out there. And it continues to make us scratch our heads and deep dive into conjecture, wild conspiracy theories. And I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's great that that we're Nancy Drew and all this bullshit because people want to know. They want to know, Mariah, how did you grow that beard overnight?
Yeah.
You know, it's the little things and like making sense out of like Easter eggs in movies, like the fact that A Star Is Born, when Jackson Maine pulls up to the blue, there's a billboard on top with a noose and a rainbow. It's like, and that was there. On top of the building. That wasn't a coincidence. How weird is that? And that's where they were filming, and then he dies at the end of the movie with a noose? It's like...
Spoiler.
Spoiler. If you haven't seen A Star Is Born, please hang up on this podcast and immediately watch it, and then ask Shangela if she scratched Mimi's forehead.
I am just, I'm really grateful to the Nancy Drews out there. Thank you, Race Chasers, for continuing to get to the bottom of these conjectures.
Nancy Drew Paul, thank you so much.
Yeah, complete.
We have another message. Hi, Alaskan Willem from Rare Luth. I'm a big fan of the pod and have thoroughly enjoyed rewatching the earlier seasons with your spot-on commentary, something that has plagued me for years. The sneaker squeak sound effect every time someone enters the workroom. This sample is in abundance throughout season 3. Have you noticed the elusive sneaker squeak? Love you, beauty, so much. Rare Luth.
It's a sound effect they use for the door opening. It says, and it happens every time RuPaul walks into the workroom for a walkthrough, every time one of the girls walks in.
What's it called? Oh, sorry, I was trying to talk
deeper. A Foley artist,
bitch. That's it. Now we got
deep Foley.
Deep Foley artist truths. Wow, I did not know that.
If someone can isolate it and send it to us, maybe we can just add it to the soundboard.
That would be great. When we have a guest, we'll use that. Oh, the door's opening. Oh.
Yeah, and now there is no door, so they've done away with the sound effect. But it was this very, like, apparent, the doors. I wonder if they use it for when RuPaul opens the door at the top of the stairs to come in now for the walkthroughs.
To let the kids know to put their fake faces on?
To what?
To let the kids know to put their fake faces on and pretend they know who Alexandra Torresani is.
It's Alessandra.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Oh, and she shared our post from the Race Chaser Pod Instagram account. She's a listener.
How? What?
Alessandra Torresani is a listener of Race Chaser. She reposted the clip of us talking about her and you talking mad shit about her. And she's like, oh, this is brilliant. And reposted it on her Instagram.
I'm a drag queen. What was I supposed to do? Say, like, true stuff about her?
Well, we read so fiercely when other podcasts talk shit about drag queens. So I think we should take that into account when we're talking shit about actors, because we are also actors and
models.
So, Alessandra Torresani, if you are listening, we are huge fans. She is,
but
PS.
You had no place on that guy. Oh, wait, she did. She was in a space show and they were doing a space show, and she's an actress, and all those girls were trying to be actresses. Okay, and she did have cute gloves on. Remember that little glove? I think it was a leper glove.
We would be happy to call you a friend of the pod, Alessandra.
We would. And for $14.99, you can have a shirt that says friend of the pod, but you have to make it yourself and send us the money. Alessandra.
Oh, wait. I wanted to show you guys these mock-ups I made, but we can do that later.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We have another deep dive. It's from Stellan. He said, hey, girls. I'm a fan from Sweden. Do either of you have any nerdy interests that we might know about? Are you into board games, Dungeons and Dragons, or such frivolities? He also attached a dick pic. It's called Apadariva.
What's called?
The piercing is called Apadariva.
Apadravia.
I had one of those once in my mouth. I never understood why they did that. It's a piercing that goes straight through the head of the penis. Not the urethra. What? The top of the head, about, you know, a half a fingernail away from the urethra slit. Just goes right through the top.
He just also sent this.
What?
What? Show me.
Oh, good. It's a video of it. Oh, wow. How does his underwear not get caught on that? Oh, Andy's got a piercing between his balls and his shaft. The dick is lovely, though. Bitch, he could have 8 piercings on it. He could have a Jacob's ladder on it because it's huge. What's his name again? Let's find him. Stellan. Bitch, I'm down.
What about his question?
Does he want me to suck it?
Do you have any nerdy interests that people might not know about?
You know what's kind of funny is Alaska and I have been talking about developing a board game. So that's a new interest for me, board games in general. And sometimes I get bored by games, so I just look at dicks. That's kind of like a game, right? I'll just go on Grindr and like look for dicks, and then like, you know, Grindr's kind of like a video game where you just get to the end and then sometimes you just shut it off. You're like, I'm going to pretend I'm going to hook up with that guy and not go to his house. Or I'll cancel in 5 minutes. Like that kind of thing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a game I play when I'm out of town.
So you're a ghoster is what you're saying.
I'm not a ghoster. I always tell people when I'm not coming, but I like to leave the option open. Like, if I'm talking to someone at 7 o'clock, I'm like, sure, we'll fuck after the club. But then if it's 2 a.m. and I don't want to anymore, I will say, I'm not coming. My butthole's dirty. And then
that's
if,
nice of
yeah,
you.
And then if they like, or I just, I'm like, I can't. I'm closed for construction that day. Or the water park has mud in it, you know? I just come up with an excuse that makes them say, like, you know what? I can't talk you into coming over.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to have a muddy buddy.
Well, some guys I'm sure are like, well, come on over. I don't mind.
Actually, one of my good dear friends, who's a hot goss listener, she shit in this dude's mouth in 2016.
What?
And I said, first of all, how are you shitting in his mouth? Because you've been taking all my Percocets, darling, from my back surgery, and it's so hard to shit on Percocet. So I was like, how did you poop in his mouth? But he was fine. She showed me his pictures, and then he asked her to come back over again, but she was too perked up, or perked down, actually. And I was like, girl. And I was like, didn't it smell once you said? And she said, no. He formed an airtight ring around her.
Ew. Oh, my God. Stop this.
She said it didn't even have time to hit the air. It was just like a hermetic seal.
Oh, my God.
A hermetic shit seal. Ooh, is this the plumber? I think it's the plumber.
Oh, Alaska, do you have any nerdy?
Oh, my
Can
Jesus.
Can you let my plumber in?
I don't, well, not really anymore. I used to be really into video games when I was younger.
Oh, I thought we were talking about scat still. And I was like, she's going to tell a shit story on the air.
No, I also used to play D&D like when I was in middle school.
I used to play B&B.
But now I wish I had time to play video games, but I'm sort of just like, drag is a video game, is my video game of choice.
Well, if you come to DragCon New York, you can play video games with me and Anthony and people in my booth. I'm going to be there. I wasn't lucky enough to receive the $500 check for posting about DragCon New York, but I will
Did
be there.
Did you send the email?
No, I never got the email saying if I post about it, I'll get $500 because
I just heard the door squeak sound effect. You guys, what door was that?
My front door. Because
can you open it? And I'm going to say hello, hello, hello.
She wants you to open the door so she can say hello, hello, hello.
It has the exact sound.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Worth it.
Wow.
Worth it.
Worth it. Thank you so much for taking time off your tour and coming to talk to us with all this hot goss, Alaska.
I am I'm glad to do so, and it's great catching up with you.
Yeah, it's really nice that we have this opportunity to solicit genital pictures from all these nice people and rumors and queries and quandaries is in there as well, too. And if you have any of those things, you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. You can send us all of your hot goss, rumors, conjecture, queries, quandaries. And thank you very much for always listening to Hot Goss. Brought to you by TNT and the show Claws.
Karoosh. I do love Niecy Nash, though, bitch. She did that garage sale show, and I went, and she was really nice.
She's fierce.
Yeah. You can follow love us her. On Instagram at RaceChaserPod, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Willem. And we will be back next week with some more piping, steaming, scalding, boiling, hot goss. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.